Give me all the crumbs. Give me all the crumbs. Normally, you don't want the crumbs, you know, but in this case.
But when you're hungry, Brad Law.
Yeah.
For anything. Do you eat crumbs?
Sure. You nope. Sure.
Do you leave no crumbs?
Oh, you leave no crumbs.
It's late. It's like midnight when we're recording this.
It's not midnight. It's not midnight. Yeah, so Auburn with another commitment. Another commitment. Let me tell you something, man. Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. And we're all out of crab cakes down here on the plains, so it's just going to be football. And it's going to be great. By the way, if you had a crab cake, my ball restaurant, you could do crab cake balls and all these Maryland guys coming in. It would do great business.
Nair Crum, latest member of Auburn's class. And look, ball hawk type player, ton of turnovers last year. I think he's sneaky. I think he kind of checks the box of Auburn's had a nice run of these types of safeties, right? That are overlooked, yeah. Kind of later members of the class. Daniel Thomas, yeah. Caleb Harris. It's kind of what we're expecting from Wayne Henry at some point. Like, I think there's a lot of excitement, or should be a lot of excitement about this. And I'm glad, you know, I always just kind of like want to gauge the fan base's reaction to this. And hadn't seen anybody really pointing out that he's a three-star. It's all people that are just excited that he's here, which is kind of funny because, like, I thought that would be when people do the three-star you thing, and it's not. So, like, I'm actually proud of people and how they reacted to Nair Crum's
commitment. That's the point of the whole bit, though, right, is to point out how sort of ridiculous it is to label Auburn three-star U, to the point that when you get a three-star, you go, I mean, it's pretty normal for three-star guys to be a part of a class.
Yeah.
You're going to get some four-star. You're going to get four-star guys. You might get some five-star guys. You're going to get three-star guys. Like, you don't. How about we just stop looking at the stars as long as it's pretty balanced and look at the player? What
did you
idea.
Watch the stream, the commitment stream? Did you watch it?
No, I was in an eighth grade football meeting for the boy.
Bo getting ready to suit him up?
Yep.
Has he played football before?
He played last year.
Okay.
This is different. They're all bigger this year. It's amazing how that works. From seventh to eighth grade, they all got bigger.
I bet that is a nice jump.
Yeah.
I bet that is a nice jump. There's a few things about it. Some I will save for the post show.
Okay.
Some I'm going to save for the post show.
All right.
Which actually went up last night. If you're watching this on Thursday, it actually went up last night because of technical limits. But
you're acting like it's midnight.
It feels like it's midnight. I'm exhausted.
That's fair.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
I know.
Work related.
Yeah.
Potentially work related.
You're powering
Auburn's
through a
getting
lot.
A recruit every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And anytime I pre-record something, you open this up. Anytime I pre-record something that's like an hour ahead, it's like, gosh, I hope nobody commits by the time this goes up. I recorded something. Wednesdays are my loaded days.
Yeah.
This really should be a post-show rant.
That's all right.
It will be a post-show rant. I'll save it.
You're going to save it? Okay.
Okay. No, I pre-recorded. So yesterday's Locked On was about Deshaun Hall's, like, the buzz.
Yeah.
And I recorded it at 10 o'clock because Wednesdays I've got, like, that's my big, like, real job work day with Locked On, you know, managing everything and managing the college channel. And, like, we got this big meeting and I prep for it. Whatever.
Ooh, I'm Zach. I got Locked On stuff on Wednesday.
It's a privilege. Seriously. Like, genuinely, it's a privilege. And I'm super grateful for it. But it's like, my Wednesday shot after 12 o'clock. And so I'm like, man, you know, I want to drop a show every afternoon, 3 p.m. On audio, 4 p.m. on YouTube. And I'm like, I'll do it on the Deshaun Hall buzz since that like seems to be out there now. We did a Village Vice yesterday was on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I hope we go 4 hours without him committing. But like, you just don't know anymore. Because Alex Golish has lost his freaking mind.
Yeah, you almost
rooting like, against the commitment of an elite four-star receiver. Like, gosh, I hope he doesn't pop by then.
As a content creator, in the month of June, you're almost like, hey, AG, could you slow down? Go on vacation.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
I've already got three shows up today.
Let me come up for air.
Golly.
Could you maybe go have lunch?
Think about somebody else for once in your flipping life.
Just grab a sandwich. You can eat it fast, but just long enough. While you're eating the sandwich, we'll all take a breath. We'll all regain our composure. By the way,
The joke, like, if Wednesdays beat the crap out of me, and it's late on Wednesday, just got home from church. I'm like, man, but I'm busy on Thursday. It's not on Thursday. So that's why we're here, baby. That's why we're here.
So much.
And it's a privilege. Seriously, this is awesome. So glad that this is that we get to do this.
Literally, we're 6 minutes into the show. 6.5 minutes ago, we had the discussion that we already blew past and forgot. Today's show is presented by AUShirts.com.
Right.
If you want the Boog hats,
that is your job. That is literally your job. So you're the ad guy. You're the ad guy between us.
This is unhinged. All right, AUShirts.com. His name is Fred Gaskin. It's on a shirt.
Yeah.
Boog hats, Boog coffee mugs. If you have ideas for shirts.
Cornbread Gangsta.
Cornbread Gangster's there as well.
Shirt.
Yeah. Maybe Effie hats coming soon. Did we put that on a mug?
I forgot to text Kyle about that yesterday, today.
All right. AUShirts.com presents every episode of Village Vice. So thank you for tuning in to that.
Okay.
All right. Number 70. Now, we're 79 days away from kickoff. Crazy. 79 days. Joe Simmons wears number 79. And I
Who else has worn 79? I can't really think of anybody.
We'll get into that. We kind of get into that in the third portion.
Yeah, because we have structure on this show. Go ahead.
We're trying.
You're such a professional. Go ahead. Unbelievable.
You just structure shamed me now. Well, I can't help it. I'm trying to navigate this thing down a class 10 rapid, and
my
wife
just
asked, side of the raft.
You okay? My wife just texted me, "You okay?" Because she heard me pitching a fit.
Text her back and say, "No, but I will be." No, but I will be. You got something else. You need something else in that bottle. So. No. What? Okay. Joe Simmons. He wears 79. Let's talk about the current 79 before we go elsewhere.
Yes.
I think
we'll start at tackle.
I think he's the difference in two wins or two losses. I think his play at whichever tackle spot he lines up at, his play is did Auburn hit on Joe Simmons in the portal? The answer to that question determines two wins or two losses.
Yeah. And I think that can mean several different things. You know, obviously you need good play. And I'm not convinced that Auburn just had these like awful offensive linemen over the last few years. I don't think we helped them. I don't think they were great, but I don't think we really helped them.
Yeah.
And I do think this system, you know, talking with folks who covered him at Tennessee, I asked, like, did y'all have any elite offensive linemen? And they're like, no. No, like the system doesn't entirely rely on that. You need pieces. You need a cohesive unit. You need everybody on the same page, but that's not special. That's literally everywhere. This system, it's going to help all of these offensive linemen, not just tackle, not just Simmons, not just Ramil, not just Colbert. Like it helps all of them.
The unit.
And so I'm with you. I think just offensive line play as a whole is going to impact that one way or the other. But if you want to, you know, put it down to Simmons, sure. I'm not going to. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Good. I'm glad it's fine.
Two wins on one non quarterback player is a lot, but for the sake of being dramatic in June, I'm fine with it.
I don't think it's being dramatic though.
It's a little dramatic.
He's a transfer portal tackle. Maybe I should say you got a chance at a two-game higher ceiling if he plays well. Maybe your floor doesn't change all that much. Maybe he's not the difference in two losses if he's not great. But if he's really good, and you have a scheme that works better, and you have a quarterback that knows the scheme like the back of his hand and is elusive and can make plays, and you have all these running backs and receive, like, it's
print the t-shirts, baby. It's all we need are all those things.
That's right. That's all.
And none of them seem that crazy. So,
well, no, that's the important point. The important point is that doesn't seem like you're having to stretch that much to imagine these guys being good.
Yeah.
All right. He wears number 79. What are some other number 79s in Auburn football history that you remember?
You make me so mad.
Why?
Because I just asked you that.
You asked me that 4 minutes ago. We weren't to that point in the show yet. Look at your rundown. Look at your meticulously crafted outline. Are you Googling number 79s in Auburn football history?
That's correct.
You ain't going to find them. That is not a question Google or AI is prepared to answer. Because,
well, it's got the most recent two.
Okay.
Which is Joe and then Tyler Johnson.
Yeah.
And Bucky Howard.
Bucky Howard?
Who played, for some reason, that popped up. And he was on the 1966 roster.
Oh, yeah, Big Bucky.
Yeah, I think they called him Buck back in the day.
They called him Big Bucky.
Or BH.
They called him Big Bucky.
Oh, you actually know who Bucky Howard is?
No clue. Okay. So other 79s. Offensive lineman. 97-01, Mike Pacillo. Mike Pacillo started, so it feels like he started every game in 5 years. I know he didn't, but he was kind of, he was the anchor of an offensive line group that got back to running the football in the first years of Tommy Tuberville's tenure. Also, 2003 to 2006, Jonathan Palmer. Really good offensive lineman, one of the most physical eras of Auburn offensively under Tubbs.
Okay.
Andrew Williams was a defensive lineman from 15 to 17. You remember Andrew Williams?
I do. I do remember Andrew Williams. I don't remember him being 79, though. I feel like I would have hated that. Defensive lineman wearing 79?
Like, yeah. Just wait. Because maybe the best 79 ever at Auburn was a defensive lineman. Big Donnie Humphrey in the early 80s. Hmm. Second team All-American, first team All-SEC, third round NFL draft pick. Donnie Humphrey. Just wrecked Boomer Esiason and forced a fumble against Maryland and in a big ball game in his time there, just to bring it full circle to Maryland. So.
We're thankful for Maryland now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Donnie Humphrey's daughter, by the way, went on, was like an All-American at Georgia women's basketball.
Oh, really?
Like a superstar player.
Why'd she go to Georgia?
They lived in Georgia. I don't know if Auburn recruited her very hard. Like, Auburn would have been coming off of...
What coach would that have been?
Yeah, I think it was early in Nell Fortner's time.
Really?
I think so. Dang. I think it was pre Dawana Bonner and that group maturing into what they became.
Got it. Got it.
So I think Donnie Humphrey's probably the most notable 79. Let us know if we forgot anybody.
Bucky Howard is the top of my list.
Yeah, Big Bucky.
BH. Big Bucky.
Another note on 79. Doug Barfield's best season at Auburn was 1979. They went 8-3.
Sure.
Brooks and Cribbs both rushed for over 1,000 yards.
Wow.
They beat the heck out of Georgia and Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Had a ranked win against somebody else. I don't remember who.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good year. Jordan Hare capacity, by the way, about 58,000 in 1979.
1979?
Yeah.
Were you born in 1979? Were you alive?
Nope, not yet. Gotcha. How many of our
listeners? You could have said yes, and I would have believed you.
Now you're just being ugly.
I didn't mean for that to sound that way. I didn't mean for that. I was just saying I don't have any kind of concept of time. My bad. Didn't mean for that to come across that way.
Not tonight. You
really kind of dissing me there, not you. And that's not how that's not what actually happened. So that's my bad. People are going to be like, record this at night all the time. No.
Oh, Lord knows I ain't got nothing else to do. So here now we find ourselves at 15 and a half minutes. Oh, the top note up there. So I meant to tie this back in. They do super care.
Yeah.
Other teams are starting to notice where they are in the recruiting rankings and where Auburn is in the recruiting rankings. And that's fun to watch. I've seen some members of the Alabama media machine looking, well, they're not going to finish 16th, but you know, still.
Well, it's funny because for a while it was, oh, small class. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Small class. And now it's starting to matter.
Yep. Yep. So Georgia's starting to notice. Alabama's starting to notice. The outside, like the wind from the east and the west is starting to get a little bit louder. And that means Auburn's making waves. They're getting people's attention, and they're getting a little bit unsettled.
Yeah. So,
I'm not going full helicopter leaving Vietnam just yet. I'm just saying there's some outside noise
get your digs in now.
Yeah, get your digs in now. This is the last helicopter out of Vietnam. Of all the take. When we do 10 years, 7 years from now, when we're looking back on 10 years of the advice, will there be another take as bad as that take was?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. I mean, you always remember your worst, right?
Like, yeah.
Shane Hook. I will remember Shane Hooks for the rest of my life. I'll never forget him.
Shane Hooks. I'm gonna tell
my grandchildren. Yeah. Like, you're like, granddaddy, you're awesome. I'm like, well, there was this guy named Hollywood Hooks, and I thought he was going to get 1,000 yards because of one highlight in a scrimmage.
This might ought to be a post show, but I'll go ahead and lay it out there now. I don't remember if I agreed with you that he was going to be a 1,000-yard guy. I remember, though, the play at A-Day that got everybody so excited.
It wasn't A-Day.
It wasn't A-Day. It was a fall practice?
It was a close scrimmage.
A close scrimmage, yeah.
Okay. And people talked about it, and like people were talking about how incredible it was, and then Auburn put out all these videos about it.
Yeah.
And then I did like 10 podcasts on it.
I remember watching it. I was at the closed scrimmage, which is why I guess I thought it was A-Day. And I remember like, well, he was wide open. And then he got run down. So why did he leave?
I was there.
Oh, stop.
I thought everybody could be there.
Come on.
Mister, don't talk have to me on awareness. Wednesday.
It's Wednesday night. It's 11:45.
It's not
a little bit of awareness, my guy.
It's not 11:45. I'll tell you what, since I saw it, I guess it was A-Day.
Come on, Brad.
Listen, I'll tell you what you're being. You're being ridiculous.
I don't even think he was here in the spring, my guy. I think he came in the summer.
Well, you're probably right. You're probably right. Okay. So that's really poor awareness on my part. I think we should scrap this whole thing and just not have a show.
If you like this, sign up, become a member, because that's what the post show is.
Oh, it's going to be worse. The post show is going to be even worse.
I've got a rant ready to go.
I've got one
dialed and ready.
We drop our guard a little bit in the post show.
Yeah. Oh, right, man.
Oh, you know what we got to do? Jeez, this is awful.
Today's show is brought to you by Ford Stokes. The guy who handles my money.
He's so proud right now.
He's flying to Greece today, so I don't think he'll tune in. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Active Wealth Management. This is Ford Stokes' calendar. You can go to calendly.com/Ford Stokes. Why are you laughing?
What are you doing? And you could be like, oh, we heard about you on Village Vice. Those two guys trust you with their money.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well trust you as well.
Yeah.
True story. Somebody reached out a few weeks ago to Ford after we promoted it and talked about really what their goals for retirement were. And they weren't really, they didn't really know if they were like set up. It sounded like they were a few years out.
Yeah.
And like, Ford was telling me kind of like what all went down and like seriously like changed these people's lives. Like it's insane.
That's great.
Like so many people have, you know, like a nest egg, but it's like, that's not enough. And Ford's like, here's simple math. It's guaranteed. And it's just, they're like, you can do that. It's like, it's contractual. We have to do it.
Wow.
And so seriously, like all jokes aside, Ford Stokes is the man. What he does with my stuff is incredible. What he can do with your finances is incredible as well. So go to that link. You get directly on his calendar. Let him know that you heard about us or you heard about him on Village Vice.
Okay. I think that's about it for today's show. Right?
The post show is going to be crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thank you, everybody.
It's already up because we had to post it last night. So.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening, however you take in the show. Please remember, until next time, everyone has vices. I can't wait. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.
I'm not ready. There it is.